Greetings and welcome to our series, Step Into His Presence. I am Apostle Charles Wright, and Dr. Stephanie will present today's episode 3 entitled Consecrating to Conquer. Now, let's go to today's presentation.
Hello, and welcome to our series for 2024, Step Into His Presence. And I am Stephanie Wright, and today's presentation is episode 3 entitled Consecrating to Conquer. We are continuing with our discussion of Jesus and suffering, but today we are going to talk about stepping into his presence for consecration. We are going to look at Jesus and how, through his example, we first learn to consecrate ourselves in times of testing, and two, how we, like Jesus, consecrate ourselves to fulfill our calling. Many churches prepare for Resurrection Sunday or Easter with the observance of Lent. Lent commemorates Jesus and his 40 days and nights of fasting and praying in the desert. It was after these 40 days and nights that Jesus overcame 3 temptations from Satan, and he started his public ministry. We'll discuss these in a few minutes. But allow me to share that I personally like to make some kind of sacrifice during the 40 days leading up to Easter. Most people give up some type of food or drink they enjoy. I have a friend who gives up his Mountain Dew during Lent. And others sacrifice something that is not food, watching television, for example. I like to fast and consecrate myself because I want to remember what Jesus did for me and share in his suffering. The Apostle Paul said in Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. Furthermore, and this leads to our discussion of spiritual warfare, consecrating ourselves to reading and studying God's word, fasting and praying as a sacrifice to God, gives us power over temptation. These warfare tools help us through our tests and trials and strengthen us to do what God has called us to do. Let's look to Jesus as our example. Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11 recount Satan tempting Jesus to first turn stones to bread after his fast. Verse 3 and 4 read, "And when the tempter came to him, he said, 'If you are the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread.' But Jesus answered and said to Satan, 'It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.' Second, he tried to tempt Jesus to throw himself down from the highest point of the temple in Jerusalem. Verses 5 and 6 read, 'Then the devil took him up into the holy city and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, cast yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest at any time you dash your foot against a stone.'" Verse 7, Jesus replied, "It is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." And then the third temptation, he asked Jesus to bow down and worship him in exchange for all the kingdoms of the world. Verses 8 and 9 and 10. "Again, the devil took him up into an exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And Satan said to him, 'All these things will I give you if you will fall down and worship me.' Then Jesus said to Satan, 'Get thee hence.'" Get out of here, in other words. "For it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." Then, verse 11, "Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him." To me, that is totally ridiculous that Satan would think Jesus would yield to these temptations. But I believe this scripture is here to remind us that when Jesus was on earth, he was 100% God and 100% man. Although Satan was appealing to the divinity of Jesus, he was also appealing to Jesus' humanity. Therein is the significance of this temptation, to let us know that consecrating ourselves to the Word of God, which is what Jesus used against Satan, it is written, fasting and prayer are weapons of our warfare against Satan and all his wicked devices. We have emphasized in previous episodes that Jesus is our perfect example of going through and conquering suffering. The Word, fasting, prayer, these are all weapons that Jesus employed to be victorious over temptation, and so can we. Also, Jesus' public ministry did not start until after the Holy Ghost sent him into the desert to fast and pray those 40 days and nights. The same applies to us. We can be blessed in our calling, or to know our calling, if we consecrate ourselves to the Lord as he would lead us. What are some of the things Jesus did when he started his public ministry? We can read about all of his works in each of the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. He preached repentance and forgiveness. He healed the sick from many diseases. He healed the blind, deaf, and paralyzed. He cast out demons. He performed the miracle of feeding the 5,000 and the 4,000. He walked on water, and he showed power over water when he calmed the sea. And he raised three people from the dead: Jairus' daughter, Mark chapter 5, verses 35 to 43, the widow's son at Nain, Luke chapter 7, verses 11 through 17, and Lazarus, John chapter 11, verses 1 through 44. Now, let's be clear. I'm not encouraging anyone to try to go on a 40-day and night fast. That would be a supernatural fast. And you should use wisdom and follow your doctor's or healthcare provider's advice. Some of you may be listening to this presentation past the 40-day start date, which is February 20th, 2024, leading up to Resurrection Sunday, March 31st, 2024. Now, some people started the Lenten season on February 14th, Ash Wednesday. There is no limitation on starting or stopping the consecration. Start and stop anytime if you decide to participate. Finally, be reasonable in your choice of fast or consecration. Do something that you are comfortable with or pretty sure you can stick with. You can make it as challenging as you want to, though. So, here we conclude another episode in our series. This time, we are stepping into His presence to consecrate ourselves through reading and studying God's Word, through prayer and fasting. God bless you, and see you next time. And stay tuned. Apostle Charles will be providing you with additional information on how you can listen to this presentation for YouTube and on our audio presentations at Apple, Amazon, and other platforms. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.
If you want to contact us or comment on this podcast, please visit our website at cgmissions.com/podcast, where all episodes are available by category and series format. This is Apostle Charles. Until next time, God bless you.
Charles George Missions is a 501(c)(3) nonprofit organization. Donations are tax deductible. Donations may be made through our website, cgmissions.com.